Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. You've got a great show ahead of you, but the one thing that you won't hear mentioned in the show that I feel that we do need to address in the podcast is something awful that happened to Richie earlier on. I felt so bad for you. Now, you've been a whistleblower for a couple of weeks in this building saying that the new mugs, you know, we've got a fancy new building, new studios. You have been saying, or not all along, non-stop, that the new mugs... the heat transmits from hot tea onto the handle quite quickly.
They look great. They look great, and in fairness to our parent company, they've bought a job lot of mugs, and they look fantastic.
We're never short of mugs.
Never short. But they transfer heat spectacularly.
Now, I have not doubted this, but I've never experienced it myself. Yeah. But why would I? Because we normally get a coffee and go and sit down quite quickly. But today we had to move meetings ahead of the show, and it was probably a 3 or 4 minute walk. I carried all the bags. You carried our two teas.
Yes.
And what happens?
Well, the problem is the little handle bit is so small, you've only really got room to get a finger through the handle bit.
Yeah.
You know, normally when you carry a mug, you can put two fingers through the handle. This, you can only really put one finger through.
Some great hand gestures going on in the studio here. So you walked a few paces and suddenly started to hyperventilate.
Because then suddenly my bottom fingers...
Thank you for that finger movement. Yeah.
That's all right. My bottom fingers are touching the side of the mug, which is transferring heat really badly. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't walk any further with this. I'm about to get scalded. And I looked around to try and find a table immediately that I could put the hot mugs on. But there was no table anywhere because I was walking through the main atrium on the third floor where everyone can see you.
And what's more interesting is, and a bit of a backstory to this we didn't really explain on the show last week, is that there's a lot of talk here because someone's obviously spilt something in that area.
Yes.
And they had a guy working for like 4 or 5 hours with a polishing thing trying to clean it. So there's obviously someone who'd done something like that. So the stakes couldn't have been higher.
No.
There's a lot of management in the building as well today. So
what I decided to do was what I thought was the only primeval, sensible thing to do, and I slowly crumbled to the floor and knelt on the floor and put both mugs on the floor to then pull out my fingers, rest them, and then go again.
You ditched it. In many ways, if you've seen the movie Sully with the guy on the Hudson Bay.
That's exactly what I did.
He turned and ditched the whole lot, got away from it. Incredible.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Hope you've all had a good Thursday so far. I always feel like I'm telling the kids off all the time at the moment. Do you ever go through a period in your life like we're just constantly just breaking up fights or telling them off?
Yes.
And I've noticed that in my own head, I've kind of observed this, that whenever we're out in a shop or a cafe and they're monkeying about the kids, I always end up saying the same thing, and I hate myself for saying it, but I do end up coming out with it, is that I always tell them that if they keep messing around, the man will come over and get very cross with them.
Rather threatening.
Or the lady. If there's a lady that's running the shop, the lady will be cross. And like, that's exactly what my parents used to say to me, like the fear of the man.
So it's not an imaginary person. It's whatever the scenario is that you're in, it's that person in charge, they'll come over.
It's the spectre whoever the boss person is in that given scenario. So watch out, otherwise the man will come down, and then the lady, she'll come down. And you know, the weird thing is with like parenting, you always think you're going to kind of be individual and original and plough your own kind of way with being a parent, but you just end up using the same catchphrases.
Yes, you do.
As your mum and dad. So I just want to put it out there, right? What did your parents used to threaten you with when you were being naughty as a kid?
I got threatened with a flicked ear. By my dad.
If you don't stop messing around, I'll come over and flick your ear.
So even my mum would threaten one of your dad's flicked ears.
All right, wait till your dad gets back, he'll flick your ear.
Exactly, I'll tell him about what you've done, your dad will flick your ear. But me and my two younger brothers had a pact that we would never admit that actually the flicked ear didn't hurt very much at all.
Oh, wow. So did your dad actually think it did hurt?
Or absolutely was
like,
did, yeah.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
he thought it was like the blunderbuss type thing.
Exactly.
Cat
so.
Cat o' nine tails.
Yeah, and it didn't hurt at all. But what you'd have to do, you'd have to feign, oh, no, I don't, no, please don't do that. And, oh, no, don't flick my ear. Ow! It's horrible. Dear, and then you walk out the room, you smile to each other.
That's the first rule of flicked ear, is don't tell anyone else that flicked ear is actually all right.
Matt says, me and my brothers were locked in the shed. Good times.
So not even the threat of being locked in the shed, they were just in the shed.
I've read that verbatim, so that appears to not be a threat. That was the reality of it.
I think over the course of the next hour or so, whatever we're talking about this, there's going to be some stuff you think, oh, that's kind of funny, and then there's going to be some childhood horrors.
That's horrendous, like that.
Angela's Ashes or a Charles Dickens novel. I mean, my mum did the pretend booking me and my brother into boarding school phone call on the landing with a pair of us in tears. You look back on anything, that's incredible.
It's awful.
Isn't it awful? Flanders says, our parents would threaten us with sending us to Gortner Abbey, secondary boarding school, County Mayo in Ireland. Tried to send a link, but a poor internet. I'm sure it's a fine school, but the threat scared the bejesus out of us five kids.
Alan says he was threatened to be tied to the washing line pole with a hose down. It's actually what I used to do to my golden retriever to wash him. So that's awful.
So what, tied to a washing line, and then you get hosed, like in Rambo, Part 1, First Blood?
To clean the dog, I did, yes. But you wouldn't do that to poor old Alan there.
No, Alan, I hope that never actually happened to you. No. You know, and we hope these things never came to fruition. We've got Ash on the line. Ash, what did your parents used to threaten you with?
Well, when we was kids, we had this like toy bow and arrow, and when we was naughty, my mum used to threaten us with it and give us a good damn spanking.
You didn't live in Sherwood Forest, did you, by any chance, Ash?
I didn't know.
So, yeah, well, your mum would threaten to use a bow and arrow on you?
Yeah, it was just a bow, really, just to give us a good hiding when we was misbehaving ourselves.
Okay, so no arrows were
no
fired.
Arrows at all.
No arrows. But there was arrows with it, but they had little plastic suckers on the end.
Well, that's what I had the vision of. I had the visions of the two of you lined up against the wall with the plastic suckered arrows being fired at your backsides.
Hey, I bet when she threatened you with that, you went all a quiver.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she certainly did, yeah.
I'm here till seven. Love this text from Jamie. He says, Jamie here from Yorkshire. I'm a dad of three. I remember on the school run in the mornings, if the kids were being naughty in the car, I would threaten them with pressing the TA button on the dashboard. I told them that TA stands for teacher alert, and when I press it, their teacher would know instantly that they'd been naughty. They've only recently found out a couple of years ago it stands for traffic alert.
That's amazing.
Incredible improvisation. What we got here? Rob says, boys, my wife used to tell our son that if he didn't do his homework, the then Prime Minister Tony Blair would come to our house. It worked every time. Cameron turns 30 this month, and I think a little part of him still fears Tony Blair.
Tim in Aylesbury has a lifelong fear of the police due to the vegetable police that were threatened when he wouldn't eat his grandma's carrots.
They would screech it up in their cars, sirens going, wouldn't they? Donna says, we used to have a woman come around to the doors selling clothes pegs. She was old and had pointy features, and I was sure she was a witch. I have a memory of a wart on her face, but I may have made that up. My parents would say the peg lady would take me away if I wasn't good. It's horrific.
Kim, what were you threatened with?
The 9 o'clock horses.
You were threatened with the 9 o'clock horses?
I'm sure there's other people that have heard of that. Not many, but yes. So at night time, the 9 o'clock horses, which I used to imagine as a big black load of horses coming to take us away at 9 o'clock.
Oh, my Kim, God. I think you're going to be surprised. I don't think anybody else was threatened with the 9 o'clock horses.
But maybe it's a Leicestershire thing, I don't know.
Kim, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So when you watch the advert for Lloyd's TSB and they've got the horse run along, do you have to go and hide?
That's true. Yes, I actually think of that 9 o'clock horses. My sisters will tell you the same. We were petrified. We were never awake after 9 o'clock.
Oh, so was that like the bedtime? Did you have kind of like an 8:30 bedtime?
Yeah, it was all day. It was if you don't behave, if you don't go to sleep before 9 o'clock, the horses will come and get you.
Tea Break Trivia Day on Absolute Radio for Cash for Kids Day.
It's Cash for Kids Day here at Absolute Radio with a donation online. You can get involved at absoluteradio.co.uk. You can also download our Tea Break Trivia Quiz Pack for your own fundraiser and get on involved, like I say, at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Because this year, it's all been about quizzing as we raise money for Cash for Kids, which is why on Cash for Kids Day today, Bush and I thought we would bring back Bush and Richie Reverses the Audience.
It went down a treat the other week, didn't it?
It did.
If we may say so ourselves.
you guys loved it. We enjoyed the challenge of setting it to you, so we thought we'd do it again today. So, a quick reminder, just in case you've forgotten. If you've forgotten, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, come on.
What we do is, it's a reverse quiz. We give you the answer. You need to work out what the question was to come up with that answer.
And it's you lot versus me, okay? We're going head-to-head on this. Richie has got the answer for you.
I am setting it today, so get ready, all of you. That's audience, please, and yourself.
Ready to go?
I'll give you the answer. What was the question? The answer is Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, that's the answer.
Now, he's a man who's done many things.
Mm.
I feel like I might know this.
Really?
I feel like I might know this.
Really? Really?
Yes. So this is OVD, the audience. I'm not going to show you my work.
This is rare confidence from you.
It is.
Normally, you hands up straight away and go, I can't come up with something for this. I can't do it. I can't. This is rare confidence.
I feel like if this nugget is true, then I could be. Because you have to think like a Richie.
You do have to think like a Richie.
Think like a Richie. Do your detective work. But like I said, I'm not showing any of this lot my workings because I want to beat him.
Right. The answer is Harrison Ford. What is the question?
I feel kind of bad that, you know, this is going to be guessed right now and this will kind of wrap it up earlier. We'll have to think of someone else to do for the time we've allocated.
Because then the audience don't have their fun, either.
They won't even get a chance to have a go because I'll have got it, like, straight in. It's almost like, you know, when the goalie kicks the ball out and I've lobbed it back over you again.
Go on then, ruin it for everyone.
I think the answer, obviously, being Harrison Ford. The question is, did he crash land his light aircraft and then block a runway for ages?
That's incorrect.
Can I have another go?
Yes. How can you be that confident but go swiftly onto another guess?
Is it because he used to be a carpenter?
No.
Okay, fair enough. They were my two main Harrison Ford things.
Oh, wow. So I've beaten you.
So that's me out. That's literally, if this was 15 to 1 with
yeah. William G. Stewart, you sat down.
The light's gone off. He used to terrify me, William G. Stewart.
He used to terrify me. He used to love that. My grandparents loved that programme.
You wouldn't mess with him, would you?
No. Right, let's find out. Gordon, what do you think the question is?
What famous person used to be a roadie for the band The Doors?
Harrison Ford used to be a roadie for The Doors?
Yes, as far as I can think, yep.
Right. That typing noise you can hear is Richie Firth checking.
Harrison Ford once said, I worked on a road tour for the film of The Doors.
Ah. I was going to say, that would have, age-wise, that would have put him in quite an old age bracket, I think, if he was a roadie when, like, Jim Morrison was knocking around.
Yeah, it's good trivia. It's not quite right, and it's also not the it's not the question I was looking for. But you nearly had us.
I knew it.
Gordon is good, but he's not right. We've got Daisy on the other line. Daisy, what are you thinking the question is?
I think Harrison Ford was flying over the Yellowstone Park in America, and there was a Boy Scout that was lost, and he shone the buckle of his belt and he saw it from the air and he rescued him.
Wow, that's an incredible story.
So the question would be, which actor rescued a Boy Scout from Yellowstone Park with his shiny buckle?
Right.
That's it. So just so I can get this in my head, the little boy is lost, he's gone on a field trip with his Arcala and all that kind of
very
stuff.
Very lost.
Lost, and then he's reflected the moon, like Batman, into the sky with his belt buckle, and that's attracted Harrison Ford in a little plane.
I'm not sure if it was the moon or the sun. I think it was more likely the sun.
I reckon it might be the sun.
Well, I mean, if true, that's incredible. And if it is the the question to Richie's answer, then my mind has been blown this evening.
Daisy, I'd love it to be, but that's not the question I'm looking for.
Oh no!
Can you believe it though? Harrison Ford, an amazing actor. Why has he not made a film of this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, Harrison, get it sorted, mate. It's there under your nose.
The boy with the shiny buckle.
Exactly, I'd watch it. Samantha, though, says, who is the actor named in the Bare Naked Ladies song, 1 Week?
Not the question I'm looking for.
Ah, damn.
The question is, which actor has two different species of insects named after him due to his insect conservation work?
Wow, between that and saving Boy Scouts, he's a busy lad, isn't he?
He has a species of Central American ant that is called the Pediole Harrison Fordy and a spider called the Calpurnia Harrison Fordi.
Wow, do you reckon he's chuffed for that? They sound like STIs. Did anyone get it? Did anyone get anywhere near it?
One person did, and he ain't picking up his phone. But his name is Nick, and he did get it right. But he can't take the glory because he won't answer.
So technically, it's a win for you.
It's a win for me.
Congratulations. That's what it's all about. Absolute Radio Calm. It's fair to say that modern life is stressful enough at the moment, so we're trying to create a little escape from that. A radio station called Absolute Radio Calm, filled with sounds, soothing sounds that you guys have suggested. It launches on the 13th of May to coincide with Mental Health Awareness Week, and we've loved your suggestions so far, but this week we're kind of recording them.
Yes, it won't be able to launch without those sounds, and you can't readily go and buy them at our price, can you? So we've got to go and...
You're with the times there, aren't you? Eh?
Yeah, thank you very much. So we've had to go out and record them. And one of the people that has been doing that is our assistant producer, Harry, who's had a busy week. Let's find out where exactly he's been today.
Hey, Bush and Richie. So my final mission was to the Kelvinator Laundorama, and it went really well, actually. Thankfully, after the week I've had on trains and pig farms, it was actually really quiet in the laundrette, so I was able to have some time to myself and just zen a little bit. Have a listen to the audio from the laundrette and see what you think of it.
You can't beat a laundrette, can you?
Can't beat a laundrette.
He's done a good job there. There's something zen about being in a laundrette, and I think half an hour of this on Absolute Radio Calm would work, don't you reckon?
It's an absolute winner. I used to love going to the laundrette when I was a student.
But this is it. People don't seem to do it too much now, and it's a nice little time to, you know, offer. I'll go and do the big wash. Yeah. If you've got like guests coming over and you've got a load to do, yeah, sit there with a book. It's brilliant.
Amazing. Well done, Harry. Absolute Radio Calm launching in just over a week's time.
Daily takeaway.
Well, that's it. That's your daily takeaway today.
Can I say one other thing before we end?
It's not about the mugs again, is it?
It is. I just wanted to say this now in a kind of controlled environment.
Okay.
When you bent down to put the mugs on the floor because it was so hot, I did see quite a lot of your bottom. I thought it best just to get it out in the open now.
Like I did, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Would anyone else have seen?
I think you're safe. I think it was just me, but maybe a couple of people from the printing wing of Bauer.